Well, the house has been rebuilt. I mean, changed a lot since it used to be.
As the children grew up, see?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we've had to change some since we've been here. We've been here a little 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live?
I lived about a half mile down here, down the road here on the left.
And you say all your people?
His brother, Grover Beck, used to live in the first white house after you left going down the highway, over on that side. And his son, Lamar, lives in a pretty brick home just below his old home.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a beautiful home.
Then the next house below that's where we live. We lived there 30 years.
Little
over 30 years.
What is the address out here? What route is this?
This is Route 1.
Route 1.
Of course, we get our mail in town. But this is Route 1.
Route 1, Geneva.
Yes.
How big a family were you from?
There were 7 of us children.
7? How many brothers and sisters?
I had 2 brothers. There's 3 of the boys and 4 girls.
7 children in the family.
How many of your brothers and sisters are still living?
I have 4 sisters and no brother. Both my brothers are dead. I have 4 sisters living. I don't know. He's just got bad health.
Do you have a lot of relatives that live here around you?
Oh, well, I have a sister-in-law lives in my next house down here. And that's all except my nephew. I mean, my
you
nephew and his folks down here and my daughter.
Luke, you have 2 sisters.
Well, I got 2 sisters down there. And then I got 1 sister live in town down in Geneva.
And one out on Hartford Highway.
Hartford.
Live on Hartford. You turn down here, you know. I call it the Y.
I had one brother was older than I was. He's dead. Then the baby of our family was a boy. He's dead.
Well, you said you were how old?
74 last May.
You're 74?
I mean 84.
Oh, 84.
84.
Yeah,
84 last May.
Have you always been in that pecan business in town?
No, I've been in about 25 years.
Is that right? What did you do before that?
I farmed.
Farmed? What sort of things did you grow around here?
Well, we grew cotton, corn, peanuts.
That's was a lot of...
And, well, that's the last few years there. But way back in my younger days, we had corn, cotton, peanuts, stuff like that.
How do you like the pecan business?
I like it. It's on the place. I ain't making any money.
What's the price of pecans been lately? I hadn't been in touch. I really don't know what's...
Right now, they're anywhere from about 55 to 55 for seedlings to about, well, you pay 90 cents for some of them for slides, stuff like that, and then make your profit. But
how does that compare with what it has been?
Well, it's just about doubled. Last year, pecans run anywhere from 25 to 40-something cents.
Is that right?
This year, they're anywhere from 55 to... I bought some pecan Saturday for 80 cents a pound. I paid 80.
Do you do a good bit of business there in town?
Well, ordinarily, I won't this year, but ordinarily, I buy about 100 tons. I've been averaging about 100 tons for several years.
Up this highway over here, there's a lady, her husband died, and he had a nice orchard and that. Boy, it just ruined it.
But through here now, we've got
8 or 10 trees, didn't we?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a lot of them. That was a beautiful pecan orchard, and they made them. He was a Mr. Lewis.
Seedling is the biggest thing we've got here, seedling pecans, that little pecan, you know.
Is that the kind that you see mostly in selling in grocery stores around here?
No, we sell Stewart's and things like that mostly when they're in the hood in grocery stores. Stewart's, Slide, Mayhans, Elliott's, and all that kind of stuff.
Now that little Elliott pecan's shaped just like your thumbnail, and it's as solid as a rock.
Yes, ma'am.
And they make a lot of pecans too.